Wikipedia.
Today is Thursday, July 25th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Great Cuckoo Dove. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast that illuminates intriguing Wikipedia articles for the curious minds and lifelong learners among us. Today's episode is all about the great cuckoo dove, a fascinating bird that you've probably never heard of, but by the end of this, you'll be glad you did. The great cuckoo dove, scientifically known as Rainward tona rainwardtae, is a species of bird in the family Columbidae. This intriguing avian creature is primarily found in several regions, including Indonesia, New Guinea, and the Solomon Islands. Why is this bird so captivating, you ask? Well, let's dive into its world and find out. The great cuckoo dove is not just another bird. It is distinguished by its striking looks. Imagine a bird that appears to be a living work of art. It has a unique and elegant appearance with a long wedge-shaped tail and plumage that can range from rufous to dark chestnut brown, often showing a various magical iridescence. Its size, larger than many common doves, makes it stand out even more in its natural habitat. These birds prefer the subtropical or tropical moist montane forests, places where nature is lush, humid, and vibrantly alive. These habitats provide them with ample food resources. Primarily, they thrive on a variety of fruits and seeds, occasionally supplementing their diet with insects. So, how did this bird get its evocative name? The great cuckoo dove's name reflects not only its physical appearance, but also its behavior. The term cuckoo hints at some behavioral aspects that might remind one of the more well-known cuckoo bird, although they're not directly related. The dove part of the name corresponds to its family in Columbidae. It's an evocative name that brings together elements of its appearance and behavior. Speaking of behavior, these birds are quite interesting in their habits. Their flight, often described as strong and direct, intertwines perfectly with their forest environment. If you were to watch one, you'd be amazed at how gracefully it navigates through the dense foliage, almost as if it's dancing with the trees. One thing I find fascinating is the role these birds play in their ecosystems. By feeding on fruits, they help in the dispersal of seeds, contributing significantly to the health and regeneration of their forest habitats. It's like they're nature's little farmers, ensuring that the circle of life continues unabated. Now, let's talk about their nesting habits. The great cuckoo dove constructs a rather rudimentary nest high in the treetops. It's a simple platform made of twigs and other plant materials. Interestingly, this minimalistic approach seems to work just fine for them. They usually lay a single egg, which both parents take turns incubating. This shared responsibility in raising their young has always fascinated ornithologists and bird enthusiasts alike. Have you ever wondered about the conservation status of such a unique bird? Despite its seemingly remote habitats, the great cuckoo dove is categorized as least concern on the IUCN Red List. This indicates that, as of now, they are not facing an immediate threat of extinction. However, it's crucial to note that their habitats are under increasing pressure from human activities, such as logging and land use change. Continuous monitoring and conservation efforts are essential to ensure these captivating birds remain a thriving part of our world's biodiversity. Taking a step back, let's think about what the presence of the great cuckoo dove tells us about our environment. Birds like this are indicators of ecosystem health. Their thriving populations suggest that their habitats are still relatively intact and functioning well. Each sighting of such a bird is a small yet powerful reminder of the intricate and beautiful web of life that we are a part of and must strive to protect. Here's a thought-provoking question for you. What can we do in our daily lives to help preserve the habitats of such fascinating creatures, even if they're thousands of miles away from where we live? Reflecting on our consumption choices, supporting sustainable practices, and advocating for conservation policies are steps that each of us can take. Every small action contributes to a larger impact. Before we wrap up this episode, I'd like to share a small anecdote. I once met an ornithologist who had spent years studying the great cuckoo dove. His eyes lit up every time he spoke about these majestic birds. He described an early morning in the Solomon Islands where he witnessed a group of great cuckoo doves taking flight, their plumage catching the first light of dawn. To him, it was like witnessing a living painting come to life, a moment of pure connection with the natural world. So as we conclude today's episode, I encourage you to take a moment to explore more about the great cuckoo dove. If you ever get the chance to visit regions like New Guinea or the Solomon Islands, maybe you'll be lucky enough to spot one of these remarkable birds yourself. Until then, remember that the richness of our planet's biodiversity is something each of us has a role in preserving. Thank you for joining us on this journey through the world of the great cuckoo dove. Stay curious, stay inspired, and tune in next time for another dive into the fascinating depths of Wikipedia on Wikipedia.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Great Cuckoo Dove. Thanks for listening. See you next time.